Bears have had very good football teams in the past. I mean, they're definitely different this year on offense than prior years. I mean, it just starts with the offensive coordinator, the philosophical approach that we feel that they're going to take into this game compared to prior years. You know, the addition of Brandon Marshall, I think their wide receiver core is definitely having more of an impact. They have, you know, two excellent runners in Michael Bush and Matt Forte. So, I mean, it's you know, it's a complete offense. So that's what we're preparing for.
Is that philosophical approach a little bit different, a lot different than it has been in years past? I mean, I'm saying, do they do a lot of different things, I guess?
Well, they played one game. I mean, they've played one real football game. So, I mean, they've showed, you know, very little in the preseason. So that's really part of playing the first three or four games of the season. There will be some unscouted looks. I'm sure they'll do some things that we haven't seen the Bears do. I feel safe in saying that. But it still comes down to the fundamentals. And I just think, you know, Mike Tice's approach is different than Mike Martz. Is the only point I'm making. Well, I know his workout and his rehab went pretty good, so we'll see how he. And tomorrow will be the big day. So, I mean, we're dealing with the groin, and really the how he responds from it, and I think it'll be more of an endurance issue is the concern. Well, we didn't run the ball very good this past week, so it's our first game, and all the things that we feel that we can improve on, we want to do a better job in week two. So yes, it's definitely a focus. We want to have some, you know, a semblance of balance in our offense. We don't want to become one-dimensional, and where the defense has an opportunity to play more downhill on us than we do on them. So we emphasize the run every week. And, you know, it'll be important to, you know, frankly, see how they're going to play us compared to prior years. And the other two phases always factor in the game, too. So let's not forget about that.
What did you think of what you got out of Cobb with the way you
used him? I thought Randall was very, very productive with his opportunities. He's an exciting player with the ball in his hands. And that's really the whole theory of getting him in the backfield, you know, producing him. And more opportunities in the slot. So I was pleased with his performance.
Mike, obviously, divisional game is going to be important. Is there any more urgency Thursday night not to fall to 0-2?
Well, I think it's very important. And this is our focus. And I know I'm pretty comfortable saying it's a lot different the way you people focus on games and so forth. I mean, it's important for us to not look behind us or what's next. And what's right in front of us is a division game, and they're the most important. We went through a study this morning with the players to exemplify how important division games are, the success that comes out of these division games and what it points to, and really staying true to the rivalry of the Bears. I mean, it's a tough game every time we get together on the field, so we're expecting that. But yes, I mean, we're focusing on winning the game, and it's a quick week. We've done a lot of work the last 2 days, and we'll be ready to go.
Mike, you won a lot of four wides with Finley in the second half on Sunday. Is that because in the huddle you can't quite be as creative with your personnel groups and make as many changes as you normally do when you're not in the huddle, or was that more just dictated by where the score was and trying to get?
The second half. I don't know why the hell we're talking about Sunday's game when we got a game here in 2 days. But, you know, going back to that game, I mean, there's things you do, maybe the score, the matchups, things like that. Yes, they all factor into it. Yes.
The reason I'm asking is because when you go no huddle, does it limit you in any way? Because one of the things that you've been great at offensively.
We're not limited in no huddle. I still have the ability to talk to Aaron, and he has great capabilities at the line of scrimmage. So we can run our whole plan no huddle
in terms
if needed.
Of personnel, sub in just as easily in no huddle as you would.
Yeah, I think we did that in the game. So we had three different groups in no huddle.
Coach, you see any similarities between the
how they attacked the opponent?
The 90s?
The Niners defense.
Oh, Niners. I mean, talking about two different defenses. I mean, you're talking about a four-man front base versus a 3-4 front starting point. The Niners play more, you know, more of a gap in their base. And so, you know, the systems are different. But clearly, they both play with a lot of energy. I'll say this about the Bears defense. They do an excellent job of taking things away from you if you're successful against them early in games or in prior games. I've always respected their coaching staff and the way they run their system. So their players are very into, they're very fundamentally sound. They tackle well, and it's always a big challenge for us.
Like, how far away is Starks at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I'd say he's doubtful for Thursday. We'll see. You know, we'll see for Seattle.
Do you know when Manning got the concussion? Because he talked to us after the game.
I don't know the exact play. Yes.
Mike, we go to the secondary. You're obviously dealing with a lot of younger players. And you talked yesterday about, you know, roles. People have to take their role. At some point, do you feel like, you know, when you're running guys in and out, does it, you know, dilute at all, you know, the cohesiveness back there and how they feel? Or do you fight that a little bit?
I mean, it really depends what side of the fence you want to stand on. I mean, it's a competitive situation. There's competitive situations that go on your football team throughout the season. Some you'd like to see rectify earlier than others, but we still don't ever play with just 11 players on offense and defense. So it's really part of that. But yes, I mean, as far as who's the starting corner or, you know, who's doing what and what's, you know, package. You know, there's also another side of it, too. You're playing to an individual strengths, you know, whether it's experience, inexperience, or skill sets. So all those things are involved. I definitely don't think it's an inhibitor. All players would like to be on the field for the full time, the defense or offense is on the field. I understand that and would maybe help them be in a rhythm. But, frankly, the players are responsible for, you know, their performance in a competitive situation on how much they play.
Did Chicago move Julius Peppers around more, or have more rotation on the defensive line than what you've seen in years past against the Colts? And talk about the challenge then for Jeff Saturday in the O-line.
Well, yes. I mean, they're rotating their defensive line around more. Well, I mean, they just played one game, but it's something they've done in the past. But I know that's something that we plan on seeing this week. You know, with Julius probably playing in all four spots. So, but. You know, recognition of the front and the personnel within the front, whether it's a three-man look or a four-man look, is you know, something that you practice every single day. And this would kind of fall into the unscouted look category where, you know, potentially we may see some things from them that they have not done in the past. But in the same breath, we got to trust our principals.
Two more.
Mike, how's fair today?
I thought Devon House looked very good today in his work. So I was very encouraged watching him work, bump and run, and you know sticking his hand and arm in there. And that's always the first thing you look for when a corner's coming back from a shoulder injury. So I thought it was very encouraging. So I have not spoken to him. I'd like to see how he feels in the morning. We played one game. We had a couple situations there early, but you know, I wouldn't say it was a factor in the mechanics of our no huddle overall.
Thank you.